One of the country's major clothing makers is in trouble. Yesterday, the New York Stock Exchange suspended trading on shares of Warnaco after the company announced it was filing for bankruptcy. Warnaco used to be one of the hottest companies in the clothing business. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on what happened.
Warnaco said filing for bankruptcy would allow it to restructure its debts while it tries to stabilize its operations. The company owes more than $3 billion to creditors and is under the control of a turnaround management specialist. Under its high-profile chief executive, Linda Wachner, Warnaco has become known for making and selling clothing under licensed brand names. It's the company behind Calvin Klein jeans and Speedo bathing suits, among others. But in recent years, the company got into an embarrassing legal dispute with Calvin Klein, which complained that Warnaco was selling its jeans to discount stores. Meanwhile, revenues have plunged following a general slowdown in retail spending, and Warnaco has lost money. Earlier this year, an auditor said the company's continued operations were in doubt. Its stock now trades for well under $1 a share, and it's been sued by shareholders who complained the company concealed information about its financial condition. Warnaco officials said yesterday that the company was in line to receive $600 million in financing from a consortium of banks, provided the court accepts its bankruptcy petition. Wachner said the company was also reviewing all its options and could sell assets to raise cash. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.